Worcester Culture Watch, a podcast connecting you with the local culture scene in Worcester. Arts, entertainment, music, and more.
Worcester Culture Watch from the Worcester Telegram and Gazette.
Hello and welcome to Worcester Culture Watch. I'm Victor Infante, entertainment editor for the Worcester Telegram and Gazette, and by much my own surprise, the content editor for Worcester Magazine.
Right.
I'm here with Richard. I'm here with Worcester Magazine reporter Bill Shaner.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, and we're here to talk about the weird new mixed up, muddle up, shook up world that is the new Worcester Magazine.
Yeah, the world of chaos, which is Worcester Magazine. Yes.
Yeah. Now, for tomorrow, as we tape this, you will open up the Telegram and Gazette, if that's how you consume your news in the old medium, and find Worcester Magazine where the Go section used to be.
Right. Inserted.
Yep. Inserted. It's also going to be bigger than both the Go section and the WOMAG were. It's 32 pages.
Right.
Which is a lot. Mm-hmm. And what's really weird is it's also being distributed free in all the places where it had been previously. So
Right. Anywhere you were picking up a Worcester magazine, you will still be able to find it.
Exactly. So the weird thing is, our circulation kind of went up.
Yeah, more than doubled.
It's bizarre.
In a strange way, yeah.
And I think that kind of brings to the point here. I want to talk for a second. You know, you can, whatever's wrong with local and national journalism these days, and there is a lot wrong.
Oh, yeah.
We're not even going to front.
Yeah, right.
We all know.
Can't beat around that bush.
We can't. But there is a point where you have to basically decide, well, this is where we are. How do we deal with it?
Right.
And a lot of people do just, you know, and a lot of newspapers and a lot of people at really fine newspapers, you can kind of see they just give up hope.
It's not hard to. It really isn't.
Yeah. You know, you're stuck by yourself usually in some of these papers or with a really strapped small staff and you've got your maybe freelancers.
Yeah.
And the temptation is to just push it out, and I know I've faced that.
Yeah,
I mean,
for the past 6 weeks, I've been the reporter, editor, page editor,
janitor.
janitor,
water boy.
Right.
Oh
right.
God, no. I want to take a second though to congratulate you and Kimberly Vassar, who lays out the Worcester Magazine.
Right.
That was a miracle how you guys pulled that off for 6 weeks.
Yeah, well, it was a lot of work. I put in very, very long hours over the past 6-7 weeks. So
yeah,
I'm excited that that wasn't the plan. Very excited that the plan is to actually have a staff putting out Worcester Magazine and not just sort of letting me figure it out forever.
Yeah. So. Now this is, I know this is a weird sort of paradigm for people because, you know, Worcester Magazine once upon a time was the evil antithesis of the Telegram and Gazette. No, wait, reverse that.
Depending on who you ask.
But, and I've worked for both, so it's fun for, weird for me, because I kind of, back where I started, since I started writing in WOMAG in 1997.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, so I think people are very caught up in that paradigm.
Right. It's certainly different. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be different in a few pretty key ways. The biggest change is that we're obviously not competing on anything, which is, I think that's actually a good thing for the most part, because instead of chasing the same stories, we'll have reporters, myself included, making sure that we're working to make sure that other things get covered besides what the Telegram is covering, and not sort of competing on the daily news stories in Worcester.
Right. And we've made no secret about it. WOMAG is getting away from beat reporting, as it were.
Right.
And a lot of what freaks people out a little bit. It's not like there's not going to be politics in the Worcester Magazine.
Right.
It's not like there's not going to be coverage of activists and activism. There's quite a bit of that still coming up on the horizon.
Yeah.
all the politicians and drugs and all of the fun things that make us keep us happy at night. No, they're all. Oh, Dave's going to regret ever letting me do this. But seriously, all jokes aside, all of those things will still be in WOMAG, but it's not going to be chasing tweets. It's not going to be, this is what happened at city council meetings.
No. And that was actually something I'm excited about, is that was a big part of my job.
Yeah.
Was I was the news reporter under the old structure, and I was certainly writing pretty much the same exact story as, like, you know, Nick or Scott O'Connell. Or Cyrus, on any given day, I would be writing the same exact story, like, just differently, you know, because we're different reporters.
Yeah.
But it would be the same story.
Yeah. And there's really, I mean, is that, does that do anybody any good?
Right.
Even if even if like we throw Mass Live doing the same thing into
Right.
Or Go Local Worcester, if that, is that, does that still exist?
Go Local? I'm not sure. Maybe in a weird way.
I hear about it every blue moon.
It's like how you see a patch story every once in a while.
Yeah,
and it's exactly. Like, how do they do that? Yeah,
I don't know. But yeah. I mean, and that's, but there's, that's the point. When everybody's spread so thin,
yeah,
maybe this is a time where finding a niche and sticking to that. And I would personally rather have reporters stepping back and being able to do real stories.
Right,
about things and have some depth to them.
Yeah, and that's something that I'm excited about, is that was always what drew me to Worcester Mag, and what I loved working there is, you know, the cover story setup and the longer news story setup allows for more interesting stories than if you are tethered to two or three stories a day for a daily paper. You know, I've done that before. I came up as a daily reporter, and it's really good work, but It's I'm in a position now, and we're in a position now, to sort of think about how to get away from the daily news cycle and still do good stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Which I think is a good restriction to have, to put out something like a Worcester Magazine, which should be different.
Yeah. And I like that this sort of paradigm forces everybody involved, both at Worcester Magazine, at the Telegram and Gazette, and those of us caught between the two.
Right.
It forces everybody to think uniquely about it. How do you make this uniquely our story?
Right.
And, you know, that's exciting to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not pleased with the circumstances that brought us here, or the circumstances that brought us, all of journalism, to this place.
Yeah, no, those are bad. And, you know, the funny thing is, we can't really... You know, that's one of the subjects that we can't really cover.
No.
So we're not going to.
We're not going to. But, you know, again, we're not going to front. We know these are hard times, and we know we've all faced, you know, numerous losses in this industry.
Right. But if you think about it this way, outside of the factors that went into Worcester Magazine having a 75% staff reduction in a year, that led to the completely untenable position of one person putting out the paper, this is much, much better than that.
Yeah.
Like, this is a whole lot better than that. I mean, we have sort of between me and Richard Duckett, we have two almost dedicated staff reporters.
Yeah. Richard still has responsibilities to Daily too, but yeah.
Right. But, you know, that's still way more voices than we were getting in after our 75% staff reduction. And that's more people with more time to do good stuff.
So, exactly.
I think that I'm very, very, very happy to hand this off and get back to reporting, which is what I wanted to do. I got to get back to my reporting to-do list. And, you know, for the past 6 weeks, I haven't been even trying to dig. I haven't sent a single record
request.
When
would you have time?
Haven't done an interview. No. If I had to write for the paper, I was cobbling it together, like, sort of as quickly as I could. So
I am pleased to have you back in that role, because that is, you know, that is where you're clearly happy.
Right.
And you know, it's funny, because I came back from, I was on vacation when all the changes happened here.
Yeah.
And I came back trying to figure out how the heck I was going to do my job then.
Right.
Because a bunch of other responsibilities had landed on my desk and on my boss, Nancy Campbell's desk. And we finally got through it. And then the WOMAG stuff kind of came in, and we're like, this is just not possible. And I think we spent about right. 2 weeks thinking this is not possible.
Even
as we tried to, as we were moving forward, and eventually it all sort of clicked.
Right. Every time I got an issue out, I was like, wow, can't believe I did that.
You know, it's like, you know, we've put out down at the Telegram downstairs. Yeah, we're actually on a different floor than the Telegram up here.
Right.
Yeah, sort of. But no, at the Telegram, we haven't lost an issue since, you know, 18 something.
Right, right.
And we intend to keep doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and that's, at the end of the day, that's the job. You know, come heck or high water, that paper has to come out.
Right.
Even in this digital age, that's pretty much how it's going to work.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think this is going to be a weird experience for some readers.
Yep.
I think if they can get past the way things used to be, I think having read tomorrow's newspaper, I think it's an exciting paper.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm biased.
Let's talk about, so this will be coming out after the paper, so I don't have to keep any secrets, right?
No, I'm actually probably going to put it online tonight.
Okay. Well, just generally, I think some of the things that are changing about the paper that I'm excited about, the new format for the what was the opinion page is very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that when I put out a call to freelancers to help me fill the issues, I got a lot of half opinion, mm-hmm. half news sort of column-y, like hot take sort of writing, which I think is good. I think people will respond to that. And it wasn't about, you know, mundane city politics as much as it was about like city life and, you know, things we'd like to see in the city, what's not working in the city, that sort of thing.
Sure.
And I think that that's going to be a really good forum for that kind of stuff. Like I would love for people to write about, you know, what's going on in Worcester's nightlife or like mm-hmm. stuff like that, sort of our current format or our old format now for the opinion section wasn't really capable of doing. It was right. more like a standard newspaper opinion section,
right?
Which I don't think it really serves Worcester Magazine as well as this new format.
No, and you know, as I've been joking in meetings, like this issue of WOMAG will have a letter from the editor, and then there will never be one again as long as I can help it,
right?
Because
right.
I hate writing them. I wrote this one to introduce the new paper
right.
in my own weird way. I'm not all that interested in my opinion.
Yeah, right.
I'm interested in my opinion on music.
Right.
Because I'm interested in music. But I'm not necessarily, nobody needs to hear me go off on politics for a while.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I mean,
it's going to be a pretty predictable call.
Right.
But I've loved that. I think bringing back first person and that brand of first person
right.
was brilliant. That was a great idea.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's a vintage feature of WOMAG. And I'm always, we can harken back to what it's always been in its tradition.
For sure. Yeah.
I'm all into it. I'm very excited. We're going to have a print calendar again.
Yeah. People
I'm
love
so
it.
So excited.
People love the calendar.
Yeah. Yeah. When the first issue of OC Weekly, which is a paper in California I used to write for, came out, it said on the front, the first story was the secret history of OC rock and roll. You know, a lot of great punk bands. From
yeah. Right.
And at the top, it said, featuring our soon-to-be wildly popular calendar. And it was.
Right.
People always picked them up, and they're really hard. They're hard on staff.
Yeah.
You know, I do most of it, so I understand this now. But it's worth it, because that's a thing that people really pick the paper up for.
Right. Especially, I mean, there is just so much going on. The Worcester arts community in general, to just use a general term, and I'm encompassing music,
sure.
you know, visual art, everything, has been doing a lot lately. So I think that it's really good to have like a full fleshed out calendar so that people can follow what's going on. And I think that, you know, people who are promoting events and putting stuff on and doing the sort of things that make Worcester a fun place to live are going to appreciate it too.
Yeah, definitely. And I really kind of want to highlight into what are the really most vibrant areas. I mean, there's always going to be a rock scene. There's always going to be a metal scene.
Hopefully. Yes.
There'll always be one.
We're trying.
It's never going away.
We're trying. Yeah.
This is where all metal comes to die here in Worcester. It's all working its way from around the world towards the Palladium.
Yeah.
But But seriously, that I mean, there's also here an amazing hip hop scene, one of the best in the region.
Right, and that's something that I don't really even know about.
Yeah,
yeah, because it's not my bag. But
you know, as it's emerging, and we're learning more about him, we're meeting, hearing some of the, not just Joyner Lucas though, obviously him.
Right, he's the flag bearer.
Standard bearer.
Yeah, there we go.
And he's really the first major act to come out of Massachusetts, at least in a long time,
right,
I can recall. So that's of interest. I mean, there's great hip hop in Boston. Oompa's got a new album out, Still Gold. You know, but. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, Joyner's a thing. Joyner's a big thing.
That video he just put out repping Worcester was great.
That was fantastic. Yeah. Broken Stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that was fun.
That's me, Broken Stupid.
I think that's most of us. But if we were smart, we'd do something else.
Yeah, I know.
But so hip hop's big. There's a large drag scene. There's a humongous comedy scene that's right. really emerged in the past couple of years. There's a lot happening here.
Yeah. And it's, I think that, you know, taking myself mostly away from competing with Nick gives us a lot more manpower to cover that scene.
Indeed.
Yeah, which is great. I think that that's a good thing.
Yeah, and even these things, you know, we try to separate, or we tend to separate in our mind culture and arts and news and politics. But
right.
They're really a lot more interchangeable than that. And if you've looked at, say, the kerfluffle nationwide over drag story times.
Right. Thanks, that's Alex politics. Jones. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's politics.
Yeah, right.
A lot of hip-hop is political.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Joyner has been in the middle of political and religious disputes here in town over his videos.
That's true.
There are a lot of bridges between those things, and I want to hit all of them.
Right, right. I'm also excited to think about how to cover City Hall in like a weird way too. I haven't figured it out yet, but I feel like there are stories to be told about the mechanisms of City Hall that are not something that is a beat reporter's responsibility. So I'm thinking about that, and I've got some good ideas.
I'm looking forward to see where that goes.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I really feel this is a time of experimentation for us.
Sure, we're going to see what fits, because I like that the new setup, and I don't think I'm spoiling too much, yeah. is going to, instead of having a news section in the front, it's going to have two feature stories in the front.
Yeah.
And you sort of don't know what those are going to be. It could be an artist spotlight sort of personality profile. It could be somewhat of a newsy story. It doesn't really, you know, we don't know what the culture of that front of the book is going to be yet.
No,
so we're feeling it out.
You know, things that I think are really fair game are, you know, marijuana, drug use,
right.
Cannabis culture. I think anything that results to how people live, media, anything that really relates to how people live. I've been using the phrase people, not policy.
Right, right.
You know,
right.
It's like when we are getting into the political arena, it's looking up from the street and not.
Right. How is this affecting people versus
yeah.
how did the powers that be come to make this decision?
Yeah, it's kind of the difference between being a weatherman and reporting the weather and reporting about how the weather affected people.
Yeah, right, 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 right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. I like that.
Once in a while I'm good with words.
Yeah, right.
But
I'm jealous.
But yeah, no. I want at the end of the day, I want this to be a Worcester magazine to be a story about people living in Worcester.
Right.
In Worcester County, but this about their lives.
And I think that we're well situated to continue to tell those stories, even, you know, with obviously no way to beat around it, with different confines
sure.
placed on us by because of bad things. So
reality happening.
Yeah, right. But I think that this is the absolute best plan we could have come up with. Keep Worcester Magazine, keep the culture of Worcester Magazine, and continue to make sure that it's something that accurately represents Worcester and its culture and its people. So I like it.
Me too. And I think that there's a lot of exciting stuff to come. So I really hope people look forward to it. I hope they pick it up wherever they pick up either the TNG or WOMAG.
All right.
And I think that's a good note for us to end on.
Sounds good to me.
We'll be back hopefully next week. I know we took a few weeks off there, but we'll be back next week with another Worcester Culture Watch. In the meantime, our music, as always, was composed by DJ Manipulator. Thank you and good night.